From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thursday's World Summit on Fighting Corruption allowed Britain and the United States to look at their own policies and their role as shelters for billions of dollars stolen by corrupt politicians in developing countries. The London summit shifted the focus to global corruption. It turned the spotlight of blame away from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced measures including a public register intended to force companies to name their real owners, a measure that British government officials claim will be the first of its kind. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said tens of billions of dollars in stolen money, funds that could be used for education or building bridges in underdeveloped lands, instead are hidden in banks in countries including ours.
Corruption writ large is as much of an enemy, because it destroys nation states, as some of the extremists we're fighting or some of the other challenges that we have faced.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Brazil's suspended president, Dilma Rousseff, is vowing to fight back after the Senate voted for an impeachment trial for alleged corruption and to temporarily remove her from power. Flanked by weeping cabinet ministers, Rousseff used what may be her last presidential palace speech to again insist she did nothing wrong and assert her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.